WGN News is on the air.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
You are listening to station WGN.
In 2018, the radio industry across America struggles to reconnect with the one quality that has always set it apart from other media, old and new. That quality is local. And it's something Chicago's very own has never drifted away from.
From Chicago, where the WGN Barn Dance is on the air.
While others try to relearn how to communicate locally, we can proudly say we never forgot. And the reason for that can be found in the names on the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
Friends, welcome. We'd like you to meet Bob Collins.
From Wally and Bob, to Orion, to Judy, to Milton Roy.
Good evening, this is Milton Rosenberg.
And a host of behind-the-scenes broadcast professionals. Our people are what has kept the Chicago conversation going for 94 years. And now we're honored to add to that legendary group of people. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 2018 class of the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
And we actually have an ancient Walk of Famer here, one of the elders, Dave Ennett.
The elders?
Yes.
We call him Pop.
You're one of the elders.
Well, I mean, you're one of the guys.
Bring us fire, Dave.
Can we call you Pa? Like Ma and Pa.
Pa Ennett.
Pa Ennett.
No.
Congratulations to the class, starting with Pierre-André. Pierre-André, an announcer first, program host at WGN Radio for over 30 years, starting in 1930. Dance hall music broadcast led to hosting one of radio's first programs before a live audience at WGN's 10th anniversary celebration. André also emceed presentations on the Michigan Avenue Playoffs. We got those cool photographs upstairs on the 7th floor, and you see those balcony shots from the front of the Tribune Tower. And he was one of the MCs of those shots where people would dress up in their finery and come out on a Saturday night and watch bands and orchestras play from the Tribune Tower.
Oh, wow.
So, cool deal. Okay. André was also Uncle Andy on Little Orphan Annie. He sang the show's theme song and sold Ovaltine.
Really?
He was the pitchman for Ovaltine. A sales poster for André's weekday show proclaimed him as, quote, one of the outstanding commercial men in the industry, Pierre-André. Congratulations.
Cool. I knew that from Christmas Story.
Same deal.
Yeah.
And David Kaplan.
Ah, it's our guy.
David Kaplan. Congratulations,
Capper.
Cap, a leading sports voice and personality, has been affiliated with this radio station for many, many years until he cashed out and ran and took the money.
That wasn't what he did.
Cap spent 21 years with us, mostly on the program Sports Central. He has gone on to a tremendous career in dance. No, he's gone on to a tremendous career and continues to light it up on NBC Sportsnet Chicago. And on his daily program on ESPN. So congratulations, Capper.
Ooh, Cappy.
Be good to see Cap again. We don't see Cap much anymore.
No. We see him on Facebook, though, and Instagram.
I don't look at those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to watch Cap in the shower? And
I don't watch Cap in the shower that much.
Oh.
No.
It's entertaining.
Also, a legend. I love this. Play-by-play announcer for DePaul University basketball. Hosted sports talk shows left and right. Worked with the legends, Brickhouse, Carey, Wally Phillips, Bob Collins. From late 81 through 1994, he was sports producer, sports reporter, managing editor and director. He co-hosted with headliner Jack Brickhouse, the original Sports Central, from 1982, and went on to become Chicago's longest-running sports show. Welcome to the Walk of Fame, Chuck Swirsky.
Wow.
Swirsky.
Good morning.
Finally, we're going to put you in concrete.
Well, number one, I want to thank all the fine people at WGN for this honor. And I mean this sincerely from the bottom of my heart, Steve, that I'm very humbled. As you know, GN is a very, very special place. And it remains a special place. But during that period of time when I worked there, enunciated beautifully some of the names that I worked with, and they are true legends, no question about it.
Give me a Brickhouse story. Give me a quick Brickhouse anecdote, one you love.
Wow. Well, there are many. I'll share one with you. We're on the Kennedy Expressway. He and I are driving back from a speaking engagement, and we're talking about ball players. And I said, Jack, you know, I'm not sure this guy should be in the big leagues. We're talking about an unnamed player, and he was with another team at the time. And he goes, Chuck, let me tell you something. If he puts on a big league uniform, he's a big leaguer. And,
you listen to me, young man.
That one for a while, and I said, okay, well, sure, why not?
Don't you ever say anything to Brad to the brick again. He must have been a blast to work with.
That was, you know, the office that I shared when I came to GN, John Drury, a legend, a newscaster anchor who was phenomenal, and Jack Brickhouse, and I just listened. I stayed in my lane, and the stories they shared.
Oh, was, can't imagine.
Wow.
10% of which you could tell. Dave, say hi to Swerst.
Swerst, congratulations again.
Thank you, David. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, I remember we used to do a vignette which ran in the Bears games, Know Your Bears.
Yeah.
And I used to produce with Jack. You would sit down in the studio with Jack, and we're talking about events that happened 30 years earlier, in the 50s, games that he called at Wrigley Field. And we would say, Jack, okay, the copy would say, okay, on December 13th, 1958. And Jack would say, wait a minute, that's not the way it went down. I was there. And he had an encyclopedic mind about details, about events he had called. And it was like sitting with George Halas, who's somebody who had founded the game because he had seen it all.
That's cool.
And you remember that?
I remember that. You know what, David, since we're on the subject of Jack, let me tell you what, and I know the millennials have never heard a broadcast of Jack, with the exception when they hear clips on the radio on GN or if they go on YouTube. In my opinion, this is just my opinion, I think he is one of the greatest, not only broadcasters, sports broadcasters, but communicators our city has ever seen.
I'd say that's true.
No question.
The variety of things that guys from that era covered, but Brickhouse did everything. All right, Swerst, we look forward to seeing you, man. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Be well.
That's Chuck Swirsky. And when we come back, two more names to add to the Walk of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 2018 class of the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
We continue with our remaining two members of this class of 2018. And this is a little awkward for Andrea because this is her ex-husband.
All right. We were not going to go public with that until I had a chance to speak with him. It's been a long time, but I miss my man. I do.
Before Tom Skilling was a household name, there was this guy, a native of South Holland. This meteorologist updated Chicagoans on the city's ever-changing weather patterns for many, many years. 50 weather reports and great laughs every week from 1965 to 1998. That's a pretty good run.
Mm-hmm. That's my guy.
Announcing some of his forecasts from the full weather station at his home. Was that legal? Well, there was no Homeland Security Department then. He said the weather is so predictable he could generally make an accurate forecast by looking out the window, but we all know how talented Roger Treemster was and what an important part of the Wally Phillips, Bob Collins, and Spike Odell programs
yes.
at times.
Love Roger.
Woo-hoo! Roger Treemster.
Hey, Roger.
88 years young. We look forward to seeing Roger soon.
You know,
hopefully he'll still want to see me after our messy divorce.
It was ugly.
It was.
You read about it in the tabloids.
I did.
You know, he is a guy. I wish Roger were working here now that we are the home of the White Sox.
Oh, my God.
There was no bigger White Sox fan.
He was one of the first to buy, when they won in 05, mm-hmm. to actually buy one of the rings. I want to say, as the team got theirs.
Yeah, he loves
the original
loves
ring.
Him. Loves him, loves him, loves him.
Love Roger.
And one of our own, ladies and gentlemen, live from the seventh floor, Mary Vandeveld. Welcome to the Walk of Fame.
Thank you, guys. Woo. This is very humbling experience.
How about
let me
that?
Tell you. Yeah, it was a shocker. It was definitely a shocker.
Worked with Wally, worked with Bob, worked with Spike, worked with Kathy and Judy, worked with Brandmeier. Obviously can't hold a show. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We're very proud of you.
Well, you know, you guys are my family, and this is just cool to be, I mean, this family to become a member of, you know, is crazy.
Have you told your kids yet?
Yeah.
Because you just found out yesterday.
No.
Well, I thought it was yesterday.
No.
I'm okay. Well, you told your kids.
I did tell my kids.
And were they excited, I hope?
They were very excited. And
well, that's cool.
They call it the major award, like on the Christmas Story, you know, with the big leg.
Yeah.
So I said, kids, I won a major award.
That's pretty funny.
Like, Mom, is it fragile? You know, so fragile. It's kind of funny. Fragile. My mistake was I did tell my mom because I was just so excited.
Oh, that's nice.
I had to tell. She told everyone in the home.
She said, can't go in for
I
soup
said,
time now.
This is a secret. You're not supposed to say anything. And all of a sudden, I go to bingo, and one of the ladies is whispering, oh, congratulations. I go, what? And
all of a sudden, I go to bingo. Yeah, there's a sentence you don't hear that often.
Yes.
You know, Jalen Rose's grandmother found out.
Oh.
Yeah. She brought it up.
You know what she said? Go blue.
That's all she said.
I did tell somebody.
100. Go blue.
Go blue.
Well, Mary, it's you and Pierre Andre and David Kaplan and Roger Treemster and Chuck Swirsky.
Wow.
It's a fun bunch.
Crazy. Bunch of guys.
And by the way, we will ask Mary to do traffic on Induction Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to work that day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
High five from the first floor to the seventh floor. And hi, everybody on CLTV. If you just joined us, we just announced the Walk of Fame class for 2018.